Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Thursday, January 2nd, 2025. Woo! Happy to be rocking and still alive. Felice Anno Nuovo. Happy New Year, everybody. I want to make it a great new year. But hey, we do what we can. There's a freak show out there. But anyway, whew, your new trends journal is coming out today because it's the top trends of 2025. Yep. Whole bunch of great ones. The Trump card. What's going to be played? AI, new millennium warfare. Markets and the economy. Collision course 2025. That's by Gregory Mannarino. Welcome to Foreverland. Yep, we'll be here forever. Don't worry about it. A lot coming up. Off with their heads 2.0. Populism 2.0. Free speech dead. Wild cards. You know what the wild card is? The Joker is wild. It's a lot of stuff going on that no one can predict. But we're saying this is what's going on. And this is where we see it going. Unless this, or that changes. Health R Us. Dragflation. That's right. No stagflation. It's going to be dragflation. Nah, I'm not calling about those kind of drags. I'm talking, economies are going to go down. Inflation's going to keep going up. It's a hoax that they're saying inflation's not going up. Everybody living knows how bad it is. And again, we have the facts there. And then great articles in here by Mind Vision. Yep. The internet is a whole different game. It's the inter-INET. And Gen AI killed the climate change star. Remember that song? Yep. The climate change star is dying. Great articles in here and what to invest in if you want an entrepreneur opportunities. You don't tell you what to do. We give you the opportunities. But again, you don't have to get to Trends Journal. You could go to USA Today. They used to publish all my trends years ago when it was a great newspaper. Google it up. Google up top trends for 2025. Google it up. What menswear experts want you to know about dressing in 2025. What am I, fucking 6 years old? I need some fucking shithead to tell me how to dress, and you're calling that a trend? Yeah, that's right. We don't know dick about shit. Okay, all right. Oh, how about the toilet paper record, the New York slime? Ready? 9 food predictions for 2025. Could you believe this shit? Well, I guess you got to eat shit. It's a toilet paper record. Yep. It's all about shit. Today.com. I used to be on all the time on the Today Show, Good Morning America, CBS Morning News. I used to be on everybody all the time. No more. Now this is the Today Show. These will be the top trends of 2025, according to an expert, which includes the top fashion color. Are you fucking kidding me? Of course we are kidding you. We're stupid shitheads. We can't forecast trends. We don't know anything about it. Again, trend tracking, one of my books, far better than megatrends. Yep. When you talk about what they have, Trends 2000, they're giving you nothing. And by the way, this is my favorite book that I ever wrote. You could go, if you go to the Trends Journal and go to About, and you get the books. With Cincy Gave Honey Boy, true story about love, wisdom, and the soul of America. And Doris Roberts, who played the mother on Everyone Loves Raymond, her last starring role was playing my aunt Zitzy. Zitzy is the Neapolitan dialect for auntie. Z is aunt, Zitzy is your auntie. But Doris Roberts died 15 minutes into the movie. But you can see the movie, the 15 minutes of it on YouTube, and it shows you why USA Today or any of these don't have me on anymore. Because of the Afghan war. I said we shouldn't be in it. We were going to lose it. And that was the end of it. What else do they have? Oh, why don't you go to Forbes? The era. This is one of the top trends. First one. the era of the outspoken individual. Okay. And Denver Post, cheap eats and the return of late night dining. Anyway, just stupid shit. So, the Dow, it was up more than 300 points this morning, popped down, closed down, 152 points. The S&P and NASDAQ just fell a little bit, 0.2%. And oil prices, they popped up some 2% because China's saying they're going to do more to artificially stimulate the economy. And now Brent crude's up at almost $76 a barrel, going back to dragflation. Inflation is not going to stop. And again, then when you put into context what's going on, the Ukraine and Israel wars, there's a sharp opportunity of oil prices spiking a lot. And we're going to get to that to the wise. And if that happens again, you're going to see equity markets and economies crash. If Brent crude breaks over $100 a barrel, $120, $130. Yep. And Bitcoin, it bounced up nearly 3%. Again, we've been very positive on Bitcoin. The Bitcoin is going to keep bouncing up 3%. It's in the $97,000 per coin range. And gold had a good day, up $32 at $2,657. And this is despite the dollar hitting 2-year high. What does that mean? It means the other currencies are going down. Gold prices should go down when the dollar goes high. It's reflecting the uncertainty out there and relative to our top trends. So the gold prices went up as the dollar hit a new high. It's very important to look at. Yep. The euro traded 1% lower against the dollar, the weakest since November 2022. And they had parity back then. And the British pound dropped 1.17%. Hitting a new low over the 8 months. So that means more inflation for them. Dragflation. They're saying that Britain's economy is stagnated. It hasn't stagnated. It's dead, declining, and inflation is going up. It's dragflation. Mortgage demand dives nearly 22% at the end of 2024. This is from CNBC. Total mortgage application volume for the 2 weeks ending December 27th dropped some nearly 22%. Yep. And it goes on. Applications to refinance home loans fell 36%. From the 2 weeks before. What does this mean? The Trump card. Despite what everyone's saying, we believe Trump is going to lower interest rates to boost up not only this economy, but the global economy. Because as these currencies are going down and they're economies are going down, they cannot afford to have high interest rates. So they're going to have to lower their interest rates in Europe, in Great Britain, all over the world to pop up their economies. But if they lower interest rates and the dollar is strong, their currencies go way down. And it's one big club. So we believe that being a member of the club, the United States is going to lower interest rates too. And that's going to be very bullish for gold. And again, gold was on our top trends for 2024, and it's up over $600 an ounce, right? So if you bought 1 ounce you would have made $600. And what does it cost to subscribe to the Trends Journal? $2.56 a week. And you go to trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com, subscribe to the Trends Journal. We're doing everything we can to help people prepare, prevail, and prosper in these difficult times ahead. Again, we're putting out trends, top trends. Nobody, Google it up, and look at all the stupid shit they're talking about. And the reason they're talking about stupid shit is because they're shitheads. And shitheads like shit. And what else do we have? NVIDIA pumps $1 billion into AI startups. Riding on revolution, its chips started. AI and space tech to spur defense sector merger spree. Oh, wow. Wait a minute. It's kind of almost like one of your top trends for 2025 run. Yeah. New millennium warfare. It's going to happen. And again, going back to AI, number of articles in your top trends about AI and where AI is going to take us. Again, love it, hate it. It's taken us there. And then on to the geopolitical section. U.S. has given Israel $22 billion in military aid since October 2023. Oh, as the homeless rates in America, as we reported, hit new highs. As the people of Slavelandia living paycheck to paycheck. $22 billion to murder innocent Palestinians, Lebanese, and Syrians. Bombing Gaza into ruins. Destroying in Lebanon and Syria. Our money to do it. Stealing your money. Get to work. Get to work. I'm the government. And when you make money, you give me that money. And if you don't give me that money, you're going to jail, you fuck. I want this money. I want it because I don't work. I'm a politician. And I want to give it to everybody that gives me campaign contributions called bribes and payoffs. Where's the outrage? Since October 7th, the number, according to the report, U.S. weapons account for 78% of what Israel's doing. Ah, Israel airstrikes killed at least 54 Palestinians across the Gaza Strip on Thursday. They said 11, including women and children, were also killed in the Al-Mawasi district. Oh, this is from the Times of Israel, by the way. What else? Other Israeli strikes killed 43 Palestinians, including six in the Interior Ministry headquarters. Later on Thursday, a separate Israeli airstrike killed at least four people on Jalas Street in downtown Gaza City, downtown burned out, bombed out. And two in a district, blah, 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 blah. Yep. Killing, slaughtering. It's terrible what happened with that crazy bastard, what he did in New Orleans. And that other guy, you know, in Las Vegas, blowing his car up. It's terrible. But that's all the news. Terrible, terrible, terrible. But how about this? How about this? Every day we report this, every week in the Trends Journal, all the figures about how we, the people, our money is going to killing all of these innocent people. Ah, Haaretz. Israeli army pushing Gazans southward, prohibiting them from taking belongings. Yep. Oh, and these people are being killed. They're being killed in their refugee camps, bombed to death in the refugee camps. With these crappy little tents, hardly any food, water, or clothing. And it goes on here. They are forced to be leaving behind clothing, though humanitarian organizations say there is a shortage of warm clothing in the enclave. In the past week, six babies and one adult died of hypothermia. Yep. Nice, huh? Yeah, goes on. And this is actually from the toilet paper record on page A6. No respite for Gazans as the war grinds on. Isn't that a nice word? How about Israel keeps slaughtering Gazans and starving him to death and freezing him to death? Why, you anti-Semite? Yep. The Israeli military said fighters, Israel army advances deeper into Syria's Quneitra province or whatever. Yep, that was 2 days ago. But now, Syrian media reports an Israeli airstrike on defense facilities near Aleppo. Israel could bomb and kill anybody they want with our money to do it. So get to work. We're stealing your money. Oh, that's what's driving up inflation too. Taxes. And then also reported, this is the Times of Israel, by the way. Biden recently presented with plans for potential U.S. attack on Iranian nuclear facilities. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, a little piece of fucking shit, recently presented U.S. President Joe Biden with options for potential American strikes on Iranian nuclear sites if Tehran decides to move toward a nuclear weapon before the inauguration of Donald Trump later this month. The Axios news site reports. Israel has how many nuclear bombs? Why can't Iran have any? North Korea can't have any either. We'll tell you what you can have. What bullshit this is. One source says Biden was focused on the question of whether Iran had taken nuclear steps that create an urgent situation that would justify such a dramatic military strikes. Biden was focused. This fucking guy's out of his mind. He couldn't focus on a straight line. Biden focused. That's media bullshit. So swallow it. Biden focused. Yep. And what else? About stealing our money to go kill people. This is from Financial Times today. Lebanon counts cost of heritage sites leveled by Israeli bombing. Priceless heritage sites in Lebanon have sustained irreparable damage from Israel's air campaign during its war against Hezbollah. The heritage sites have been obliterated were damaged to ruin, including mosques, religious shrines, historically significant houses, a market, and a Roman wall. And it goes on and on. And you know what the bullshit from Israel is? It accused Hezbollah of embedding its forces in civilian populations, quote, and even near cultural heritage sites. And that's why they're bombing the shit all out of Gaza, the hospitals, the schools, the churches, the mosques, everything bombed. Hezbollah's hiding in everyone. No, Hamas, I forgot. Hamas, Hezbollah, Greenberg, Iceberg, what's the difference? Terrible what's going on. And we're giving you everything we can to help you prepare. So your new top trends are out. Go to trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com, read history before it happens, or again, go to Google up top trends 2025 and see what they're giving you out there. Nothing comes close to what we're giving you. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you soon.